Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Tyler Crabb. On today's program, we're joined by Pella Opera House Executive Director Cindy Atkins to preview upcoming entertainment for Tulip Time at the Pella Opera House.
So, Cindy, as we are sitting here today, it's crazy to believe that Tulip Time is just around the corner once again, and that means exciting times coming up here at the Pella Opera House. If you wouldn't mind telling us about some of the wonderful things that'll be coming up here at the Opera House.
You know, Tulip Time is just one of my favorite times of the year, and we are so busy at Tulip Time at the Pella Opera House. This year, we are again going to see Bev Graves return to perform in The Reluctant Pioneer at the Opera House, and I just want to let all of our Pella friends know that Bev has said this will be her last year portraying Maria Sculti, the wife of the founder of Pella. So she'll be on the stage in the Great Hall three times at 10 a.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's just a wonderful opportunity to see The Reluctant Pioneer and to see Bev in this role. She pioneered this role. She just becomes Maria Sculti, and it's so wonderful. We do hope to have The Reluctant Pioneer continue in future years. It's just catch Bev before she ends her run as this wonderful person in this show for us. That's going to start off the day for us every day. We will continue with our upstairs activities in the afternoon on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We will have our Martini Heist, which has become quite well known, open from 1:30 until 7:30 p.m. every day. And people do enjoy coming up for our Dutch specialties in our Martini Heist each afternoon. We also have our Great Hall open from 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. We started this a couple of years ago, but we have this great historic photo display in there. And the photo display is a lot of large old photos of Pella. And it's very interesting to kind of see through these black and white photos how the community has evolved, especially in the downtown area over the decades. So we're excited to bring that back again, and people can get in to see that for only a $5 wristband. Then, of course, 4 p.m. is our shows each day. We are bringing the Matt Barber Experience back to the stage on Thursday and Friday. He performs at 4 o'clock or whenever the first parade ends. We've discovered that time frame works really well. People can enjoy the first parade outside, then come on over to the Opera House for Matt Barber's performance. He does a great selection of Frank Sinatra, Michael Bublé, a lot of those just classic songs that we all love to hear. And he'll be crooning on the stage for us from 4 until about 5:30 on both Thursday and Friday. But new this year, we are bringing back at Tulip Time, Jarrett Johnson, singer-songwriter. Lots of people in town, they know Jarrett as the associate director here at the Opera House. But Jarrett is an immensely talented singer and songwriter. She lived in Nashville for a number of years, wrote songs there, performed there. We've been talking about her performance, and I can't wait. We've been describing it as she'll be singing the songs she wrote and the songs she wished she would have written. So it will be a great performance. And it's again on a Saturday at 4 o'clock. So we'd love to see people come in for that show as well. I think the only show I haven't mentioned has been Davis Bokerts and Tiptoe Through the Tulips on the Barton Theater Organ. That will be happening at 11 a.m. on Saturday only. So if you want to have a chance to hear Dr. Davis Bokerts on that magnificent 1928 Barton Theater Organ, be sure to get your tickets and come on over and hear him on that just amazing instrument, because that organ is just a delight to listen to. And he'll be performing that Saturday only. Lots of things.
Like you said, Cindy, a lot of things. Again, we're talking to Cindy Atkins, Executive Director of the Pella Opera House. And with a lot of those events, too, you mentioned they're very sporadic throughout the day. They allow people to go out, see the tulips, not have to spend all day at the Opera House, but also gives them a chance to come in and see some of those different things around some of the events and going into some of that planning. What's that been like? Just making sure that you have all those events, but also give people the opportunity to experience everything Pella has to offer.
You know, that's exactly right. There's so many things that are going on during tulip time. We like to have opportunities throughout the day for people to stop in. And for stopping in to visit the photos or stopping up to visit the Martini Heist or just peeking through our wonderful historic building, you know, it's nice to be able to get out of, if it's hot, to get out of the sun, or if it's cold, to get warmed up, or just to have a little break and stop in for a little bit at the Opera House. I like to let people know that if they're looking for a place to get inside, to have a place to sit down, bring their food in from the wonderful vendors that we have for food around this town, they are more than welcome to do that in our Great Hall. It only costs $5 for a wristband to get in and use our Great Hall throughout the day. So it's a nice place for people to be able to just sit and relax for a little bit in the midst of all the wonderful things we have to do. Because people need to go out and they need to see those parades outside and they need to watch the Dutch family singers in the street and catch the tulip torn shows at the afternoon and the evenings. And it's exciting, all the things we have in this community during tulip time. We want people to take advantage of everything.
That we do. And this will not be the last time we talk about it, but I also want to get it on people's radars. The Opera House Outdoors event coming up here again at the Pella Opera House. If you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit about that and some of the excitement that will be had with the Opera House Outdoors.
2 weeks after tulip time, we're going to be bringing live music to downtown Pella on May 17th. It's outside. It's out on Franklin Street in the 600 block. We'll be closing that street from East First to Main Street, and we're setting up a stage in the street in front of the Opera House. We have three bands coming in to play from 4:30 till 10:30. We're going to be just having a wonderful time in the downtown area. We're excited to give a chance for the community to come together after tulip time. So many people work so hard at tulip time. Let's just come together as a community and celebrate here for a nice evening a couple weeks after tulip time and enjoy some music, enjoy some of the arts. We're going to have some food trucks behind the stage. We're going to also be encouraging people to take advantage of a wonderful restaurants we have right down in this area. George's Pizza, I talked with Debbie the other day. I think they're going to look at maybe serving some pizza by the slice. And we've got Dutch Fix right across the street. So there's wonderful places for people to get a bite to eat there as well. People can purchase a $10 wristband, go inside a fenced area and enjoy an adult beverage out while they watch the bands. But families, bring your lawn chairs down. There will be plenty of room in the street to set up and listen to the bands at no cost. We just want people to be able to come together, have a good time, have fun, listen to some music and just relax and enjoy.
Thanks to Pella Opera House Executive Director Cindy Atkins for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesleyan Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.